We are learning Masechtas Chagiga of Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, and we are beginning Chaf Aleph Amud Beis six lines from the bottom. So we learned that Rav Ila learned the ratio of the Mishnah says Keli B'Seich Keli. You know what the problem there is? The Chumrah. What worried about Kachim is a problem of Chatzitza. When a Keli sits in another Keli, when you tivel it, because it's heavy, it presses down on the Keli below it, and therefore it'll be a Chatzitza. Water won't be able to get in. But Rav says a different Mishnah on the ratio. Rav Amar, mid the sefer have mishum chatzitza. Since the sefer, which is the case of the knot, is a chatzitza problem, reisha lav mishum chatzitza. The reisha is not chatzitza. And what's the pshat in the reisha that keli b'soich keli is a problem? The reisha in time of gzeirosh lo yatvil machdim v'tzinoirios bekli she'ein befiv k'sheferes anoid. We're worried that you're going to be tovel something in the keli, which means you have a mikvah, and you want to be toivel a needle or a small fork. Now, you don't want to just drop it in the mikvah, you're going to lose it. So you want to put it into another keli to be toivel it that way. The problem is that the water in the keli is not mikvah water. It's water of a keli, it's not mikvah water. So how is the tefillah going to be good? So you have to have a din of hashaka, which means that the connection from the mikvah water to the water in the keli has to be through a opening that has din hashaka. What's the shear of the opening? The shear of the opening has to be, the halacha is, k'sheferes anoid, which is the amount of two etzbois, which means two fingers that can go round and around. That's the shear of a hole of hashaka. So worried that if you allow someone to be tovel kalim in other kalim, he sometimes will take a keli that doesn't have k'sheferes anoid, and that's not a good tefillah, because it's not a mikvah water. It's water in a keli. So Reisha and Taima, Gzeiris Liyato, Machdim Vitzinoiris Bekli, Shame Befiv, Kishvaris Anoit, Kiditznan, like we learned in the Mishnah. Irev Mikvais, you want to mix two Mikvais, the Shear has to be Kishvaris Anoit. Like the pipe of a Noid, which is like a leather sack they used to use for drinks, they had a standard straw. And this straw, standard, the size of the thickness and the hollow part altogether was two etzbois. Ka'iveha, like the thickness, including the thickness of the pipe, and the ear space, the hollow part, k'shtei etzbois, which is shear shtei etzbois, chazeras m'kayman. They turn around and around, and that's the shear. So worried, you're not going to have a shear k'shveras anoit. So this is called, in language of halacha, hashaka. Hashaka means that you have this pipe that connects two things. So if it's a shear of two etzbois, so it's hashaka and it's ear of mikvois. Now, like a lot of times in the zman hazeh, we have a mikvois. So you have one mikvah bar that has the rainwater, but you're not tovel in the rainwater, because if you tovel in the rainwater, it's going to get dirty and you have to change it. And it's very hard to get 40 sov rainwater. So what they do is they have another pool that's regular water, regular mayim shuvim, and they connect the two pools with this pipe, that's our shaka pipe. And once you have that shaka pipe, that is machshir, it's ear of mikvahs, it's machshir the water in your mikvah. Now it's a big shaila in this Tosfos right here. If that whole pipe has to be filled with water, that means could that pipe be halfway full with water, or has to be full with water? So two Bali Tosfos, the Rain and Tam and the Re, if it has to be full with water or not. That's one shaila tesis. Another shaila that's very negaya that comes up is, if you have a shaka one time, is that enough? Or you have to have a shaka the entire time. You want to be tovel and pool in the pool number two, which doesn't have rainwater. So what's the halacha? If you do one time a shaka, now the pool in your rain, your regular pool water now is kosher forever. Or the only time you can be tovel is only when you have a shaka. That's another machlekes shoshanim. And therefore, A lot of times they do it once a day, maybe sometimes, or sometimes they keep it open the whole time. That's a lot of shilas in hashaka, and here we're saying another thing. Also, if you're tevel in a keli, you have to make sure to have enough of a hole that's hashaka that makes the water in the keli kosher mikvah. And Rava says that's the problem. Kevel's a keli, you might not use a right keli that has a right size opening that's called hashaka. And the Gemara says vayta. Then you're Aleph Milas Shonakan, they're 11 Milas. Why? Because we're adding another Mila now, saying number one, number five are not the same thing. Number one is a problem of Shafaris Anoid, Chash for that, and number five is Chatzitza. And it comes out, the first six are a drorah of a shemetz, a remez d'araisa. Yudav ma'ad shonakan. Sheish v'shoyno is the first six, bein l'kayish, bein l'chun, shenasa ataras ha'kayish. Like we spoke out, all of them are all of remez of, has a hint of a d'araisa. And it includes now number one also, if you don't have sheferes anoid, is a hint of a d'araisa. Achroyno is the last five, l'kayish, avaloy l'chun, shenasa ataras ha'kayish. It's l'kaydesh of aloy l'chulin shenah ataras l'kaydesh because those five are no hint of a deraisa like we spoke about before. Now it comes out there's a machlekes between Rava and Rabbi Ila. If a kvedoy, if something that's heavy is a chash chatzitza, according to Rabbi Ila, he says when you tie a kevzah keli, you're worried that it might sit on top and press against the keli, and it'll be a problem of chatzitza. Rava says no, it's not a problem. When I shake in the water, it'll go up, it'll float. And it won't be a problem of chatzitza, and Rava's mach is worried about a problem of kishveres anoy. So he says, "What's nafmila halacha? Ma'ika bein the Rava l'Rav Ila? Ika now the nafmila halacha is like this: if someone has a basket, salve gagusni, there's these big baskets. That these baskets, the Rashi says, they're used to masanin the wine, to sift the wine, basically to strain the wine. They never have. There's no such thing as a basket that has a mouth." As small and sparse annoyed, like the Ben Chanan speaks out. There's no such thing. There's no, like it says, the haleka sal regagusti pachis pumayam sparse boys. No such thing as a thing that has less than that. So shame pings are no such thing. So you mill in kalim, you fill it up with kalim, we had tila on your tablet, lamandi amashim chatzitza ika. If you hold like a ila, there's a chatzitza problem because the kalim might weigh on the bottom and press against it, there'll be chatzitza. If you rava that choshesh that won't have befiv because shveras anoyed salvig agusti shem piyum shveras anoyed leka. There's no such thing as a salvig agusti that don't have a hope opening shveras anoyed, and therefore that's an afkamina. Now Tosis points out that you could have said a non afkamina. Let's think about this. When you have a keli with a keli, the halach is that. It's a chatzitza. So is it only chatzitza for the top keli or for the bottom keli also? It's a chatzitza for the bottom keli also. So that means that if you tell a keli b'sach keli, they're both tamei, they both won't work for. They both won't work. Why? Because the top one is pressing against the bottom one. They both have a chatzitza now. They're both covered. Mashenkin, what?
Why is a chatzitza on the top one?
Because under the keli, the top keli, or the bottom of keli. It makes a difference. The whole thing has to go into every part of a keli, even if you don't use it, has to go into the water. When you tevel kelim, every part of the keli has to be tevel in the water. And one can have one hair of a person out of the mikveh, it's puzzle. Even though you don't need your hair, every part of things, but it's not called tevel, it's been completely submerged. So here, there's a chazitza for both kelim. Masha'in kein, if you learn al sheferes anoid, the halacha is, we'll see in the Gemara later on, that if the outer keli is tameh, then since the tefillah is working for outer keli, then the inner keli, even though there's no kashivaris annoyed, it still works. It's migul that works for the outer keli, it works for the inner keli. The Bach says as far is because since the outer keli needs tefillah, you look at it as one big keli. But upon nafkamina will be as a guy with the outer keli. Lefi Rav Ila, the outer keli has a problem also. Going to Rava, it won't. So Tosis asks, he could have said nafkamina. So Tosis answers, yeah, it's chesed rashi. Tosis answers, lemaisa, that kayach that tera odavle. Here we want to show that there's a heter here for Rava. That by Sal, it's always mutter al shveras anoid. That's the no problem shveras anoid. That's what the Gemara gives this nafkamina.